T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You ready to get to the boogeyman?
I am. All right, let's head out to the Toyota. Yeah, I want to wait for my favorite music first. Yeah, that's okay.
Hello out there.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Head coach of the Florida Panthers, Bob Budner, are going to join us. Brought to us by Checkers Old Munchin, brats, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. Get all this and more at Checkers Old Munchin German Restaurant in Pompano Beach. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey, Coach. Wow. Feel like you've been gone forever, by the way. But second of all, you got to help me out on your new goalie, Sam Montembeau. Am I saying it right? Sam Montembeau?
Montembeau, yeah.
Okay. French-Canadian, written all over it.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Hey, 6 straight starts, Coach. And have you seen enough to go, hey, this is going to be our guy of the future? Or how do you treat it right now? He's looked pretty good at times.
Yeah, you know, he's been great. He's been absolutely great. Even in the games that we've lost, he's given us a chance to win. Yeah, I think you could say after seeing him, what he's done in the American League for a couple of years and what he's done so far in the NHL, that this is a, you know, I would say a can't-miss prospect moving forward. I don't know if he's ready to be a starting goalie next year in September. You know, for us, it's just worried about putting him in the right places to succeed. But he's come in and basically shown everybody that he can play at this level. And, you know, he's played really, really well, so it's nice to see.
What do you do with the other side of this, of course, is Roberto Luongo, future Hall of Famer, great spokesperson for this town, one of the greatest we've had at any sport in this town. How do you treat that with him, Coach? How's that? Talk about those talks.
Yeah, Louis's been a great teammate, obviously, in the last couple of weeks. He's helping Monty out, the young kid, and you know, and trying to take him under his wing a little bit. We're going to go with Louis and Nett tonight,
okay.
I think, to give Monty a break. We've come back from the West Coast. He's played 6 in a row. Got in at 3:30 in the morning the other night. I think it's Louis fresh, and I think we're going to play Louis tonight. But, you know, he's been good. He's been sort of mentoring him, and Louis understands this. You know, we won 4 in a row with the kid, and he expects that the kid's going to go back in, you know, next game, obviously. And he's been very supportive of the situation. And, you know, Lou's got to obviously make some decisions at the end of the season here. He's got term left on his deal. And, you know, as of every summer, I think he's got to look in the mirror and you know, see how much he's got left and you know, if the fire's still burning and if he feels he can help our team, then he's going to have to make that decision.
Those great ones have trouble walking away, Coach. You've been around this game longer than any of us. It's really hard, man. You get used to it. It's like a friggin' addiction, man. You just can't, right?
It's
a hard decision. Your body feels good a couple days. You go, honey, hell, I think I'm good to go. I don't hurt, man. I feel good. I just jogged a couple miles.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, I think it's more than anything is what would you do if you didn't have the game in your life, right? A lot of these guys, as much as they
– therapy, coach, for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I literally, my first year on, I wasn't very good, and I was like, what am I going to do? I'm so used to just being this clown in the locker room, and now I don't have a locker room. The wives are leaving right and left. I mean, frick, coach, it was tough, man. It was like, what do I do? Like, the bonding and that high and low and full crowds and the loud, all that. And next thing I know, I'm sitting at a park playing flag football with a bunch of guys getting mad at me. It was drinking beer. I mean, that was tough. Was a tough adjustment.
Coach, what he's trying to say is some therapist got rich the first year after he was out. So I wish that was one of us.
There's a medal.
Exactly, at that point. All right, Coach, of course, not having Trocheck for the full season, it's hard. It's not easy for any team to lose one of their main players, if not their superstar on the team, for the whole season. He's come back. He's played really, really well. You guys have done well since he's been back in mid-January. How crucial is having him on this team? And obviously the absence hurt. But looking back at the season right now, without knowing what's going to happen, the Trocheck kind of injury and what's happened to your team, how do you sum all that up?
Yeah, I think, well, you know, since Troch has been back three games before the All-Star break, you know, we're on a 100-point pace. And I think, you know, we've been a way better team in the second half. And then you look as a coach and as an organization, you say, well, what happened the first half? And, you know, for me, it started game one in Tampa Bay. You lose Roberto Luongo, your starting goalie. And that's a tough way to start any season. So, you know, you lose him for probably over a month. And he comes back second game in Helsinki in Finland. We go 7-3. With him as our starter. And then that's when the deal was, when Troch went down. And, you know, we were playing some young centermen at that point in time, and the Lamacos and the McCanns of the world back then, and Sevier was playing center. Just weren't deep enough in that position. But then when Troch came back, you know, you make a deal, you get Sheehan in there. You know, you push Borgie back down to probably where he belongs right now as a rookie in the NHL. And now you got some balance on your lines. And, you know, you call up guys like Brownie, and you got the Sammy Montembeau, and you give the young guys a chance at the end of the year, and it sort of, you know, energizes the room. So there's a lot of good things going on in the second half, but you always look back and you say, you know, what went wrong? And it's good. It's a lesson to be learned, and it's something that we have to, you know, something that we have to take from it and move it forward.
Coach, wasn't it like a month ago that we were going, why, you got to get Barkov to shoot more, and he's got to do more. I mean, you made him the captain, all this talent, we're not seeing it. And all I know is all of a sudden my man's got 32 goals and 85 points on his way to just a nasty season with 9 games left. What about his play right now? This is the best he's ever played in a uniform. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's one of the hottest players in the NHL in the second half. And again, I attribute a lot of that back to Vinny coming back, Vinny Trocheck coming back. I mean, before the break, when we were talking about how young we were up the middle, Barkey was just, you know, and I guess you can blame the coaches, but we had no choice. We had to play the heck out of this guy and played him way too many minutes. And, you know, and I said that after every game, I said I should have a ski mask on how much I played him. It was a joke. It was an absolute joke, but that's the situation we're in, and it hurt his stats, obviously. And it just wore him down. After we had that 10 day break in January, you could see he came back a new man. All of a sudden, instead of playing 24 and 25 minutes as a forward, he's into the 2021, and now his offense has taken over, and you know, you can see how dominant of a player he's going to be. And you know, I think we put Hubie and Daddy with him, obviously that helps too. But anybody that we've put on that line this year at times, Frankie Vetrano, you know, has always had success, and you know, that's why he's such a special player.
Coach, since Joe stole my Roberto Luongo stuff, I'd love to ask you. I'm going to steal his Mike Hoffman stuff. He's got a love affair for Mike Hoffman. 33rd goal over the weekend. Most goals by any first-year player in Panther history.
Nice deal by Dale Talon.
Yeah, not bad there.
Is that what
you're going to say? Yes, it'd be outside of giving Dale Talon the credit here. How critical, how good has he been for your team, especially on the power play this year?
Yeah, he's been, you know, we have the second best power play in the league, and you combine that with, you know, as of last week, I mean, we got a few scored on us, but our penalty kill has been, you know, for the most part, top 10 in the last few months, in the last second half. So combined, I think we're the only team behind Tampa in special teams, and Hoff's a big part of that. He's taken our power play to a different level. Obviously, other teams are keying on him like they would an Ovechkin, like they would a Stamkos, and it's opening up a lot of things around, and you know, he's just a guy, he comes as advertised. He's a goal scorer, and he's got one of the best shots in the league. And you know, and he's done just that. He's had a lot of game winners, and yeah, he's a power play guy. But I also think he has 17 even strength goals, if I'm not mistaken. So he's been great for us, and he's that top six forward that we've been looking for.
Coach, 8 back, 9 games left. Is it just, what do you tell your team at this point? You need some help, obviously, from Columbus and Montreal and everybody else that's been teasing in that last position.
Yeah, I think, you know, up until last week, you know, we're still in it, and you know, basically we had to go at about a 95% clip and not lose too many games. We've lost valuable points in Anaheim on Sunday, where we feel we completely outplayed the team and outshot them 38-22, outchanced them 17-8. Their goalie was good, and we hit a bunch of posts, and then, you know, it sort of was a letdown going into Dallas. You know, we didn't play very well in Dallas, but you know, we got to win out to go 94 points. Is that going to be good enough? I'm I'm not all that sure. We had 96 in the loss last year by a point. So, we just got to concentrate on number one is playing our butts off to the end of the season and continuing to play on the clip that we're playing and just challenging ourselves right now. And if it's not good enough at the end of the day, it's not good enough. But those are issues we'll have to address in the summer and how we're going to get better. You know, I know management and ownership is already committed to, you know, obviously going out to spend some money this summer and improving the team, which is exciting to hear. But there's a lot of young guys here that, you know, are going to get some opportunities in the next 7-8 games. It's a good launching board for them for next year.
All right, Coach, before we let you go, I just saw that in an NHLPA poll, Keith Yandle was voted the league's funniest player. Is that reputation deserved? Is he the funniest guy?
Well, by far on our team, yeah. He's he runs the room, to be honest with you. He's a guy that is always keeping things light and is, you know, even on the bench during the game, he has a rapport with the referees or, you know, someone he's played with on the other team. And it's good because it is a tense situation and there's a lot of pressure on everybody, and it's nice to have that sort of release at times. And he's good at it.
Sometimes you need that. Coach, thank you for the
Thanks
time.
Thanks for coming on, Coach. Appreciate
Finish strong.
It.
See you,
Finish
Coach.
Finish strong. Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.